Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family. We chose this one. This is episode 42, the Hobbs and Shaw spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free, that's very important.
Spoiler-free initial reactions. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And this episode is brought to you by, do you remember what the sponsor is? The AMC Palisades 21.
Exactly, yeah, because, you know, they gave us the whole theater for the movie. We figured we'd let them sponsor this one.
Important, before we talk about the movie, I do want to say that music you just heard, new music. We are in a new era. This is now the Hobbs and Shaw era. This was your idea, Joe.
Oh.
We are in a new era.
I didn't know you were going to bring it on that quick.
I'm bringing it on now. I'm hitting it now. That opening theme song brought to you by Nico Vasillo of Husbands Talking More or Less. He and his husband, Kevo, will be on the podcast in a couple of laps. The entire lap. The outro music you will hear in this episode.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Brought to you by Mr. Wes Hampton. You know Wes.
Mr. Mrs. Wes. Yeah, they both killed the songs for us. We've been working behind the scenes with those guys, and they've been very tolerant and very patient and very hardworking, and generated some fucking awesome theme music,
and
I think.
The exciting thing is that there's going to be another new theme song that you will hear next episode when we have the commercial break theme. Wes made one of those, too.
Yeah. All new music. It's awesome. I hope you guys like it. You can write us in, let us know how much you like it, and tell Wes and Nico they did a good job. family@cageclub.me.
Yes, please. We literally just got out of the theater from Hobbs and
Shaw. We're
in the parking lot. Rachel's in the back seat. Shout hello, Rachel. She was on our last episode, just dropped 3 days ago, Fast and Furious 6. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope you listened. Tonight, Hobbs and Shaw, spoiler-free. First thoughts, Joe, go.
I came out of the movie, I said, one-word review, awesome.
Yep.
And the second thing that I texted my group of friends, I think that this was the most fun Fast and the Furious since 6.
It is very, very fun.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. I don't, because 7 was a weird, somber movie, and 8,
Paul.
8 we walked out separately, but we're like, ugh.
Yeah.
This is just meant to be dumb fun.
It is dumb fun.
The most important thing, we said this at the end of our preview episode, this is a movie that I'm happy to watch 3 times a year forever.
Dude, I was really nervous that this could go bad.
Sure.
I was really, really nervous and skeptical that it could go bad. I am so pleasantly surprised. I was smiling the whole movie. I laughed. It's way funnier than I thought
it was going to be. It's super funny. Super funny.
I laughed way harder at like all of the jokes in it. No spoilers, but great cameos in this movie.
Yes. Some people that we knew, some people we did not know.
Yeah, there's tons of people show up that are awesome. We talked about this. They didn't extend the family too much for me. They kept it tight.
Yep.
It hit every note for me. Like, I'm radiating right now. I'm super happy.
My big takeaway, Vanessa Kirby, awesome.
She was great.
Love her in this.
Just, like, acting-wise, down the line, she was great in it. Hobbs and Shaw, like, you know, The Rock was gonna kill it, right?
Yep,
like,
yep.
He was gonna be The Rock.
Yep.
There's a lot of, yeah, like, you know, he did The Rock.
Yep.
Shaw was, you know, played well with him. I didn't know how that tandem would work, but they were a good team together.
Absolutely.
Dude, it was awesome. And you know what? I only saw like what? One or two trailers.
Okay.
From the trailers, they really didn't ruin the movie.
Yeah.
The one that we saw, it was good. There was like little tidbits and stuff, but they didn't really ruin the movie for me.
The plot of it is, you know, they're going against Idris, and that's kind of the plot, but there's not really, it's more about the fun, about the humor, about the interactions between the two of them. Are they going to get along? Are they going to fight? Spoiler, the one spoiler, it's both. Of course it's going to be both, because they're always going to get along and fight.
Yeah.
You know, I just really like this movie. I'm going to go see it again next week for sure. We're going to have a full spoiler episode in like 6 weeks or something after Fate.
Yeah.
Before the relap recap, we're going to have a full Hobbs and Shaw spoiler episode.
Yep.
We do want to hear your thoughts. Email family@cageclub.me.
You can spoil it to us now. Mm-hmm. Spoil it to us. Maybe we won't read the spoiler parts of the email while we're reading it out loud yet. If you want to talk about it with us, you know how to find me. You know, messaging me on Facebook.
We're already getting word from Wes. We're already getting word from Wells. We're already getting word from Liam over
hyped.
England.
We're getting
People
tons
are excited.
Of hype. Yeah, we're getting tons of social media hype from you guys right now, too, which is awesome. We were super stoked for it, and I wasn't let down. I'm actually really surprised. We have high expectations,
yes.
Right? Because we're in this.
Yep.
So my expectations, I think, ride a little bit higher than even, like, huge fans, right? Like, we have, like, really, like, we're digging into this movie. We're going to, like, scrape it with fine-tuned comb, man. We're just going to go through it. And it blew my mind. I was happy.
It was very, very good. If you feel confident in your new rankings, I'm not, I have a sort of sense where it's going to be roughly.
I have a sense where it's going to be, yeah.
But I want to watch it a couple more times. And then when we do our relap recap, we can do a full ranking then or before, maybe on the Hobbs and Shaw episode with Mr. Mike Manzi,
like,
the Mikester.
A little tidbit, though. I think it's going to be higher than I expected it to be.
Okay.
We gave our predictions.
Okay.
You know, we talked about it, and we were like, you know, where do we think it's going to fall? It's going to be a little bit higher for me, I think.
You know what I am also excited about is now that the movie is out, now that we've seen the movie, we're now able to, I can go back and watch the trailers.
Same.
I can go read all these hot takes about the definitive, like everybody keeps saying the definitive rankings for these movies.
Well, we know that we can't agree about that.
But we will see what those are. I want to read reviews. I want to
see
what
memes.
People are thinking.
I want to see memes.
Oh, yeah.
There better be some good memes coming out.
There are a couple big questions we have from this movie that we will get into on the Hobbs and Shaw episode. If you have theories, when you see the movie, there's a couple things that you're going to be like, huh? Email family@cageclub.me. Let us know what you think those are.
Yes.
Don't want to spoil what those are, but there are things you're going to want to have answers to. Email us, let us know, and we'll talk about them, you know, privately with you or on air in a couple weeks.
And just pro tip, I posted online too. There's 3 post-credit scenes.
Yep.
So stay till the very, very, very end. You know, just make sure you get your full money's worth for it. You won't be disappointed, I don't think so.
Any other thoughts? Are we good to go on Hobbs and Shaw? This is going to be our shortest episode ever.
Ever. I don't think we're ever going to get shorter than this.
But.
Are we ever going to be better than this?
The heartbeat, BPM. Perfect. Yeah. 128 BPM. Go watch We Are Your Friends. After you watch Hobbs and Shaw, go watch We Are Your Friends.
Totally,
and start the
totally
entire Zac Efron, Zac Attack podcast that we did. For all things Too Fast, Too Forever, go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/TooFastTooForever, or at TooFastTooForever on Twitter and Instagram. Email family@cageclub.me. Come back in a week and a half for Furious 7. Email everything, all your thoughts about Hobbs and Shaw or the show or whatever to family@cageclub.me. Tell a friend. If you go see this movie with friends, tell them about the podcast.
It's a ton of fun. Yeah.
We will see you, like I said, in a week and a half for Furious 7, about 6 weeks.
Shout out AMC. Thank you, AMC, having that full theater for ourselves.
Those are nice recliners, too. I was pleasantly surprised by the theater.
And sunk in. Like, my butt was, like, cradled. Like, I was, like, in a bucket. That was really nice.
Love it. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
And we'll see you next episode right here on Too Fast, Too Forever.